So it's been about a week since the Oscar nominations were announced, and now that the internet fury has died down, I thought I'd go ahead and comment on a little observation that I noticed with this year's nominations. It's interesting. If you look at the last few years, I'm going to go back to, say, 2008. So the last 3 years, not counting this year, you look at the nominations for those films, you know, and obviously, you know, 2008 was the year of Slumdog Millionaire, 2009 was the year of The Hurt Locker, 2010 was the year of The King's Speech. But, you know, you look at the whole roster of films that were nominated those years, and, you know, like, there are, you know, there are the obvious other ones that jump out, you know, the Avatars, the Blindsides, the Up in the Airs, the True Grits, the Inceptions, all that stuff. But it's interesting, if you look at just the films that got, that were up for nominations, not just in the Best Picture category or Best Director, but also if you include the Best Actors and Best Actresses categories, it's interesting, if you look at all of the kind of the wide roster of films just up for any sort of award during 2008, 2009, or 2010, you'll notice that a lot of films that are fairly bleak, or I hate to stereotype and just call them depressing, but I will call them bleak. You know, fairly hard to watch at times films got quite a bit of attention those 3 years. And that's interesting because this year there was a slew of these types. There was more than a handful of really solid, bleak dramas that were almost completely ignored by this year's nominations, and that's a direct contrast with the last few years. I mean, just reading off a few of the names here, 2008 was the year that we saw Mickey Rourke get nominated for The Wrestler, which, you know, is a tough watch. That year also was Frozen River, Changeling, and Rachel Getting Married. Those all got nominated for various top categories. 2009, we had The Messenger, which, to be fair, was pretty much ignored, but Woody Harrelson did grab a Best Actor nomination for that. And then 2009 was also the year for Precious, which, you know, was nominated for Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress, and I mean that was like the definition of a depressing movie. That now, when I say it's depressing, I'm not speaking any less of its quality. I'm just kind of stating the facts that this, you know, Precious was not a fun watch. And if you did find it to be a fun watch, I don't want to know you. 2010, last year, we had Winter's Bone nominated for a whole bunch. Black Swan, of course. Beautiful, starring Javier Bardem, who got nominated for Best Actor. And then Rabbit Hole, which had Nicole Kidman nominated for Best Actress. This year, you look at the films that were nominated, you know, the big movies, and I'll read off the quick list here. You know, you have The Artist, The Descendants, Jimmy Loud and Him, Incredibly Close, The Help, Hugo, Midnight in Paris, Moneyball, The Tree of Life, and War Horse. And then in various other categories, you have, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, Albert Nobbs, The Iron Lady, My Way with Marilyn. You know, you look at these movies that are just kind of getting a lot of attention, and there's a surprising lack of bleak or depressing or just dour. Maybe that's the better word. There's a lack of dour entries. And not that that's necessarily weird or anything. It's just I find it strange that it happened in this year in particular when there was such a huge roster of dour films, very quality dour films that could have gotten nominated. I mean, I just made a list here. Films that got completely shut out from the major categories this year. And the Oscars include Take Shelter, Shame, Young Adult, We Need to Talk About Kevin, Drive, Rampart, and even 50-50, which, you know, isn't necessarily a depressing movie, but it contains fairly dour elements. You know, all these movies were critically acclaimed. All these movies made it onto critics' top 10 lists. All these movies were widely expected to do well in these Oscar nominations. And instead, this year, the Oscars went the more feel-good route, you know. And that's interesting, and I wonder why that is. Maybe it's a reflection of our culture at this point. You know, maybe the Oscars, the Academy, is really making an effort to, you know, nominate films that audiences can resonate more with. Somehow I doubt that. This is just an observation that I noticed this last week or so, and I just thought I'd comment on it, because I think it's interesting just to kind of keep track of the films that the Oscars kind of nominate as being worthy of the award. So, just some of my thoughts. Thanks, guys.